Census Stats NZ, New Zealand Census of Population and Dwellings, Guide Notes, Tuesday 7 March 2023, Producers Note, this document shows the logo of Te Kāwanatanga or Aotearoa, New Zealand Government, and the logo of the 2023 Census Stats NZ, Tato Tato, All of Us Count. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on 16 January 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. Stats NZ has amended the text of the original print document for the production of the audio and braille formats. End of producer's note. Use these guide notes to help you complete your census forms. If your question is not answered below, or you need more help, go to www.census.govt.nz, or free phone our helpline, 0800 Census, 0800 236 787. Dwelling form. Who has to fill in a dwelling form? One person in each dwelling should fill in a dwelling form. Question 5. What counts as a story? Count all levels above ground, including carports and garages above ground level. Count all levels above ground in apartment buildings, including levels that have shops, businesses, or car parking. Question 6. What is a family trust? A family trust is a special way of owning assets such as a home. The home is owned by a legal entity, not an individual or group of people. The family trust arrangement will be set out in a legal document, usually called a trust deed. If your home is partly in a family trust and partly owned, mark hold this dwelling in a family trust. What counts as owning or partly owning this dwelling? The following situations count as owning. You or someone else living here owns the dwelling. Even if you don't own the land, you purchased the dwelling under unit title, stratum title, or composite leasehold. You purchased the dwelling under license to occupy. This may include self-care villas, townhouses, apartments, or units in a retirement complex. The dwelling you own is a movable dwelling such as a caravan, boat, tent or motorhome. Even if you bought it under hire purchase or some other financial loan agreement, mark neither of these if you are occupying this dwelling under a rent to buy or similar agreement. Why does license to occupy count as owning? License to occupy is considered a similar situation to owning and is different from renting. Although legally you own the right to occupy the dwelling, not the dwelling itself, the value of the license to occupy is usually similar to the value of the dwelling. Question 10. What counts as making mortgage payments? Mark yes if you, or the family trust, are on a short-term mortgage repayment holiday. Mark no if it is a reverse or equity release mortgage. The debt for this dwelling is not a mortgage, for example, hire purchase or financial loan for a boat or caravan. Question 11. How should I answer if this is a one-room dwelling, such as a studio unit or studio apartment? Write 1 for bedrooms and 0 for all other room types. How should I answer if my lounge is also used as a bedroom? Rooms used for more than one purpose should be counted once only. Count it as a bedroom if there are no other bedrooms in this dwelling. Count it as a lounge if there are other bedrooms in this dwelling. Question 12. How do I decide what heating types I use most often? Include the heating types that you use the most when you heat your dwelling. For example, those you use every day or several times a week. Do not include any types of heating that you hardly ever use. If you only use heating occasionally, mark the type or types of heating you use most often on those occasions. Question 14. What vehicles should I count as available for use? Count vehicles belonging to people who usually live here but are temporarily away. Vehicles that are temporarily out of order or under repair. Vehicles that are usable but at the moment have no current registration or warrant of fitness, WOF. Don't count vehicles likely to be off the road for several months. Question 15. How do I answer if my bedding or furniture feels or smells damp? Mark one of the yes spaces. Question 16. How should I answer if I had mold inside my dwelling but have cleaned it off? Mark no if the mold has not come back after cleaning and the total amount of any mold in your dwelling is now smaller than an A4 sheet of paper. Mark one of the yes spaces if the mold keeps coming back after cleaning and the total amount of all mold in your dwelling is larger than an A4 sheet of paper. Should I include mold on furniture and clothing? No, don't include mold on furniture and clothing. Should I include mold in my garage or attic? Yes, include mold in the garage or attic. Question 17. How should I answer if I have to go outside my dwelling for any of the listed amenities? Only mark what you have inside your dwelling. Mark none of these. If none of the things listed are available inside your dwelling, how should I answer if my bath or shower, or toilet, etc., can't be used at the moment and needs repairs or to be replaced? Mark the space for bath or shower, or toilet, etc., if it will be fixed or replaced soon or if you have another bath or shower in your dwelling that can be used. Do not mark the space for bath or shower, or toilet, etc., if you have only one and it is likely to remain unusable for several weeks or more. I have a composting toilet. Should I mark toilet? Mark toilet if your composting toilet is in working condition. My electricity has been disconnected. Should I mark electricity supply? Do not mark electricity supply if it is likely to stay disconnected for several weeks or more. Mark electricity supply if it will be reconnected soon. I get electricity supply by using solar power. Does this count as electricity supply? Yes. Mark electricity supply. Question 18. Why do I need to list all the people in my dwelling on the night of the census? We need to know how many people are present in your dwelling on the night of Tuesday, 7th March 2023. This information is used to produce family and household data. Questions 18 and 21. What if I am answering on behalf of someone else? If you're answering for someone else, ask them how they want to answer. If they're away, select the answer you think they would choose. I am legally registered in a civil union. Which space should I mark? If you are legally registered in a civil union, mark my spouse or partner. Question 21. What do I do if more than four people are away? If there are more than four people away on census night, Tuesday, 7th March 2023, write the total number of people away in question 20 and answer question 21 for the first four people who are away. Individual form. Who has to fill in an individual form? Everyone who is spending the night of Tuesday, 7th March 2023 here in this dwelling. Forms need to be completed for babies, children, and visitors. The information you provide will be kept confidential. Question 1. What do you use name information for? Names are used to match individual forms to the people listed on the dwelling form, and to help determine family and household structures. Names are also used in the initial matching process when census data is added to the Stats NZ Integrated Data Infrastructure, ID, research database. Data in the ID has name, address, and day of birth removed before it is made available for research and analysis. Questions 3 and 4. What's the difference between gender and sex at birth? Gender refers to a person's social and personal identity as male, female, or another gender, or genders, that may be non-binary. Sex at birth refers to the sex that was recorded at a person's birth. For example, on their birth certificate, a person's gender and sex at birth may differ. Note that variations of sex characteristics is a separate question. Question 30. Question 5. Which address do I give? If you live in New Zealand or are staying here for 12 months or more, excluding short overseas trips, follow these guidelines to give the right address. If you are a primary or secondary school student at boarding school, give your home address. If you are a tertiary student, give the address where you live during term. If you live in more than one dwelling, give the address of the one you most consider to be your home. If you spend equal amounts of time at different addresses, give only one of those addresses. Children in shared care should give the address where they spend most nights. If children spend equal amounts of time at different addresses, they should give only one of those addresses. If you will be staying in New Zealand for fewer than 12 months, give your home country. Question 8. Why do you want to know about my ethnic group or groups? Ethnicity statistics show the number of people who identify with different ethnic groups in New Zealand. Understanding where these groups are and how they change over time helps government, businesses, and community organizations to plan policies and services in areas such as health and education. People also use this information to learn more about their communities. An ethnic group is made up of people who have some or all of the following: a shared culture, such as traditions or ways of doing things, customs, beliefs, or language; a common ancestry or history; a similar geographic, tribal, or clan origin. Examples of ethnic groups are Maori, Samoan, Irish, Iraqi, and Filipino. Question 12. I am of Cook Islands Maori descent. How should I answer the Maori descent question? If you are of Cook Islands Maori descent, mark no unless you are also of New Zealand Maori descent. Question 13. List of iwi. A list of iwi can be found at the end of these guide notes. The list is a guide only and is not exhaustive. Enter your iwi even if it does not appear on the list. Question 17. I am legally registered in a civil union. Which space should I mark? If you are legally registered in a civil union, mark my spouse or partner. Question 23. What do you mean by long-term condition? A long-term condition is an ongoing or recurring condition that can have a significant impact on your life. Examples could include autism, chronic pain, heart or lung disease, or learning difficulties. A temporary condition that you expect to make a full recovery from is not considered a long-term condition. Question 27. What do you mean by legally registered marital or civil union status? If you are living with a partner as a couple but are not legally married or registered in a civil union, each of you should mark the answer that fits your own legal marital or civil union status. While long-term de facto relationships now have legal rights and obligations, these relationships are not legally registered. A marriage formalized by a non-religious ceremony or civil ceremony is not a civil union. If you are permanently separated but still married or registered in a civil union, mark I am permanently separated from my legal husband or wife or civil union partner. You do not need to have gone through any legal separation process. Question 29. Why do you need information about my sexual identity? Sexual identity is how a person thinks of their own sexuality and which term or terms they identify with. Sexual identity statistics will provide service providers, policymakers, and the general public with important insight about how social outcomes vary by sexual identity. This helps inform decisions about funding and service provision. Inclusion of this question will also enable more New Zealanders to see themselves represented in the census. Question 30. What are variations of sex characteristics? Variations of sex characteristics, or intersex, refers to genetic, hormonal, or physical sex characteristics that do not conform to medical norms for female or male bodies. People may be born with these characteristics or they may develop in puberty. This question enables more New Zealanders to see themselves represented in the census, and it may inform decisions about funding and service provision. Questions 36 and 37. Why do you want to know my income? Income statistics are used for developing social and economic policy, research, and monitoring programs. The information you provide will be kept confidential. How do I answer the income question? If you and your spouse or partner earn income jointly, only include your part of that income. If you received working for families payments, including family tax credit, in-work tax credit, minimum family tax credit and Best Start tax credit, mark other government benefits. If you received homestay or child support payments, mark other sources of income. If you did piecework, mark wages, salary, commissions, bonuses, etc. Count any payments that are taken out of your income before you get it, such as student loan repayments, union fees, fines, or child support payments, don't count loans, including student loans, inheritances, sale of household or business assets, lottery wins, matrimonial or civil union or de facto property settlements, or one-off lump sum payments, don't count money given by members of the same household to each other. For example, pocket money given to children, or money given for housekeeping expenses by a flatmate. If you know your weekly or fortnightly income after tax, use the table provided to work out your annual income before tax. Question 37. Income table. Use this table as a guide to giving your before tax annual income in question 37. Producer's note. This table has three columns. After tax weekly income up to $172. After tax fortnightly income up to $344. Before tax annual income $1 to $10,000. After tax weekly income $173 to $257. After tax fortnightly income $345 to $514. Before tax annual income $10,001 to $15,000. After tax weekly income $258 to $336. After tax fortnightly income $515 to $672. Before tax annual income $15,001 to $20,000. After tax weekly income $337 to $415. After tax fortnightly income $673 to $831. Before tax annual income $20,001 to $25,000. After tax weekly income $416 to $495. After tax fortnightly income $832 to $990. Before tax annual income $25,001 to $30,000. After tax weekly income $496 to $574. After tax fortnightly income $991 to $1,148. Before tax annual income $30,001 to $35,000. After tax weekly income $575 to $653. After tax fortnightly income $1,149 to $1,307. Before tax annual income $35,001 to $40,000. After tax weekly income $654 to $807. After tax fortnightly income $1,308 to $1,615. Before tax annual income $40,001 to $50,000. After tax weekly income $808 to $942. After tax fortnightly income $1,616 to $1,884. Before tax annual income $50,001 to $60,000. After tax weekly income $943 to $1,077. After tax fortnightly income $1,885 to $2,153. Before tax annual income $60,001 to $70,000. After tax weekly income $1,078 to $1,463. After tax fortnightly income $2,154 to $2,926. Before tax annual income $70,001 to $100,000. After tax weekly income $1,464 to $2,107. After tax fortnightly income $2,927 to $4,215. Before tax annual income $100,001 to $150,000. After tax weekly income $2,108 to $2,728. After tax fortnightly income $4,216 to $5,457. Before tax annual income $150,001 to $200,000. After tax weekly income $2,729 plus. After tax fortnightly income $5,458 plus. before tax annual income $200,001 J plus. Question 38. What is a family trust? A family trust is a special way of owning assets such as a home. The home is owned by a legal entity, not an individual or group of people. The family trust arrangement will be set out in a legal document, usually called a trust deed. If you partly own your home and it is partly in a family trust, mark hold it in a family trust. What counts as owning or partly owning the dwelling I usually live in? The following situations count as owning. You own the dwelling, even if you don't own the land. You purchased the dwelling under unit title, stratum title, or composite leasehold. You purchased the dwelling under license to occupy. This may include self-care villas, townhouses, apartments, or units in a retirement complex. The dwelling you own is a movable dwelling such as a caravan, boat, tent or motorhome. Even if you bought it under hire purchase or some other financial loan agreement, mark neither of these if you occupy this dwelling under a rent to buy or similar agreement. Why does license to occupy count as owning? License to occupy is considered a similar situation to owning and is different from renting. Although legally you own the right to occupy the dwelling, not the dwelling itself, the value of the license to occupy is usually similar to the value of the dwelling. Question 46. Why do you want to know where I work? This information is used for measuring traffic flows and for planning transport services. It helps to work out daytime populations in specific areas for civil defense and provides a measure of the number of people who work at home. How should I answer if I do not have a fixed workplace address? If you mostly worked away from home and had no fixed workplace address, write the address of the depot, headquarters, or reporting point you operated from. If you mostly worked away from home and had no fixed reporting point, but traveled from your home to various work locations, write a no fixed address. Question 13. The list is a guide only and is not exhaustive. Enter your iwi even if it does not appear on the list. Te Tai Tokoro / Tamaki Makaurau, Northland / Auckland, Region, Te Aupouri, Ngāti Kahu, Ngāti Kuri, Ngāpuhi, Ngāpuhi ki whānaroa, Ngāti Kahu ki whānaroa, Te Raroa, Ngāi Takoto, Ngāti Wai, Ngāti Whātua, Not Orake or Kaipara, Te Kawiro a Maki, Te Uri or Ho, Te Roroa, Ngāti Whātua or Kaipara, Ngāti Whātua or Orake, Ngāi Taiki Tamaki, Ngāti Hine, Te Tai Tokero, Te Patu, Ngāti Manuhiri, Ngāti Rehua, Ngāti Torahinaki Mata Ure or Ho, Hauraki, Cromandel, Region, Ngāti Hakor, Ngāti Hei, Ngāti Maru, Hauraki, Ngāti Pala, Patukirikiri, Ngāti Porogi Haratongaki Matara, Ngāti Pukengaki Waio, Ngāti Rahiri Tumutumu, Ngāti Tamatira, Ngāti Tara Tokanui, Ngāti Whanaonga, Ngāti Huarere, Waikato / Te Rohe Portai, Waikato / King Country, Region, Ngāti Hoa, Waikato, Ngāti Maniapoto, Rokawa, Waikato, Waikato, Ngāti Te Ata, Ngāti Hikaro, Rerahu, Ngāti Tipa, Ngāti Koroki Kahukura, Ngāti Tamoho, Te Akitai Waohua, Tainui Afiro, Te Arawa / Togpo, Rotorua / Togpo Region, Ngāti Pikiol, Te Arawa, Ngāti Rangitaurere, Te Arawa, Ngāti Rangitihi, Te Arawa, Ngāti Rangiwewehi, Te Arawa, Tapuika, Te Arawa, Ngāti Taraawhai, Te Arawa, Tuhurangi, Te Arawa, Uinuku Kōpako, Te Arawa, Waitaha, Te Arawa, Ngāti Whakawe, Te Arawa, Ngāti Tuwharetoa, Ki Taupō, Ngāti Tahu Ngāti Whaura, Te Arawa, Ngāti Makino, Ngāti Kauroa / Ngāti Tuara, Ngāti Rongomai, Te Arawa, Tauranga Moana / Maitātua, Bay of Plenty, Region, Ngāti Pukenga, Ngāi Te Rangi, Ngāti Ranginui, Ngāti Awa, Ngāti Manawa, Ngāi Tai, Tauranga Moana / Maitātua, Tuhoe, Whakatohea, Te Whānau a Apanui, Ngāti Whare, Ngā Pōtiki a Tamapahore, Te Upokorehe, Ngāti Tuwharetoaki Kawero, Te Tai Rāwhiti, East Coast, Region, Ngāti Porou, te itunga amahaki, rumu fakata, nai tamanugiri, te itunga ahaviti, te matau amaiwi / wairarapa, Hawke's Bay / Wairarapa region, rumu maiwahine, te mahia, nati kahungunuki te wairua, nati kahungunuki heritunga, nati kahungunuki wairarapa, ranitane, te matau amaiwi / Hawke's Bay / Wairarapa, nati kahungunuki te whanganui a orotu, nati kahungunuki tamatau, nati kahungunuki tamakinui a rua, nati pahauera, nati rakaipaka, nati hineru, maungaharuru tangitu, ranitane o tamakinui a rua, nati rua paniki waikaremoana, te hika o papaoma, nati hinemanu, heritonga, Taranaki region, te adiawa, Taranaki, nati maru, Taranaki, nati mutunga, Taranaki, na raruru, na ruahine, nati ruanui, nati tama, Taranaki, Taranaki, tanga hoe, pakakohi, whananui / ranitike, whananui / ranitike region, nati apa, ranitike, te ati haunui apapaarangi, nati hoa, taumarunui, nati hoiti, ranitike, nati vitikopeka, ranitike, nai te ohuake, ranitike, nati tamakopiri, ranitike, nati rangi, ruapehu, whananui, uenuku, ruapehu, waimarino, tamahaki, ruapehu, waimarino, tamakana, ruapehu, waimarino, nati hinemanu, ranitike, manawatu / horowhenua / te whanganui atara, manawatu / horowhenua / Wellington, region, te adiawa, te whanganui atara / Wellington, muopoko, ranitane, manawatu, nati rokawa, horowhenua / manawatu, nati tuarangatira, te whanganui atara / Wellington, te adiawaki whakarongotai, nati tamaki te upoko o te ika, te whanganui atara / Wellington, nati kaufata, nati tukorehe, te waiponamu, South Island, region, te adiawa, te waiponamu / South Island, nati koata, nati kuia, kati mamoe, ranitane, te waiponamu / South Island, nati rārua, nai tahu / kai taho, nati tamaki te tauihu, nati tuarangatira, te waiponamu / South Island, Waitaha, te waiponamu / South Island, nati apaki te rato, Reekohu / Wharekiri, Chatham Islands, region, Moriori, nati mutunga, Wharekiri / Chatham Islands. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 17th of January 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicoms.co.nz, website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.